Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Final couple topics here in Sports Talk Chicago here on WLS AM 890. You're listening to Joey Christopoulos here on your Saturday night. Make sure you follow us on socials at Sports Talk Chi or at Joey Christopoulos or Joey Sports Guy if you want to. A couple more quick hits really quick before we get out of here. One, Chicago Bulls. Just going to keep saying it. A little bit of a PSA. Cooper Flagg on Duke scored 42 points the other night. And you're watching what Victor Wembanyama does on a nightly basis for the San Antonio Spurs, and nobody's watching because it's in San Antonio. And the Chicago Bulls are just doing the same thing that they always do. Right around 500, right around that playing game, right by the bubble. And I'm just pleading to them. This is just a public service announcement to all Chicago sports fans out there. They need to bottom out as quick as possible. If they get out of the top 10 in the NBA draft, they lose their first round pick. And as you've seen, and even as unlikely as when we got the Derrick Rose number one pick with a 1.3% chance, you got to give yourself a chance at the top three in this draft. I'm begging you. And the only way to do that is they got to start trading Vooch, and they got to figure out a trade partner for Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine has scored 30 points in a row, 30 points in a game, five games in a row. It's a career high for him. He's playing good basketball. His value is probably back at least at a tradable place. And now is the time, if ever, to do it. Vooch is having a great year too as well. This actually might work out well for the Chicago Bulls. Both those players that they want to trade are having good seasons right now. But they got to make these moves, and they got to make them quick, because this team needs to bottom out fast. And I'm not saying anything new in the NBA. You need a superstar to turn everything around. You need a head of the snake. The Chicago Bulls, they got a bunch of pieces that I actually kind of like on this team, but there is no head of the snake on this team. There isn't one guy. There isn't the straw that stirs the drink. I'm going to keep using cliches until you get my point. There's no superstar on the Chicago Bulls, and they will not win until they get one. So they need to bottom out. They need to try to lose as many games as they can. They're not going to be the worst team in the NBA, but they need to get close. And I promise you, if it isn't a Cooper Flagg, it could be an Ace Bailey. It could be a Dylan Harper. There are game-changing players out there coming out in this draft. The Bulls have to get their hands on one of them, no matter what it takes. Look at San Antonio. They bottomed out. They got the number one pick. They have Wembanyama, and I'm guarantee you they're going to be playoff bound, if not this year, every single year after that. The Bulls can't half their way through this, and there aren't any free agent superstars they're going to be wooing into the Birdo Center anytime soon. They need to bottom out, and they need to bottom out now. I'll just throw a little quick one at the White Sox and the Blackhawks. I mean, guys, what are we doing? What's the plan? I mean, White Sox, I get it. They don't really have a plan. Their plan is to stink for at least another year. And then God knows what happens after that. I've talked at length about, hopefully, the hope is that with Will Venables, he can develop and restore some of the value of some of the guys that they were hoping and banking on, like an Andrew Vaughn of the world, to play better baseball this year amidst a lot of losing. And the Chicago Blackhawks, it's the same stuff. I mean, man, that Seth Jones contract is bad, folks. And he's losing ice time now. He hurt his foot. He's playing hurt. And he's wildly ineffective. And he's costing his team goals and victories. And he's losing ice time. They can't do anything until they get his, what is it, $8-9 million off the books. And it's going to be tough to trade. But they can't halfway that either. They can't keep hoping that they're just going to keep developing guys and hoping that one or two dudes pop here and on. They're wasting Connor Bedard's early years. When you have what you think is a superstar, every year is sacred. And the Blackhawks seem content on just developing and hoping and seeing and thinking that all their guys in the AHL are going to come up and become superstars. Doesn't always work out like that. And the one thing that this regime hasn't done to this point, which the past regime did with Patrick Kane, was they can't find a running mate for him to save their life. With the Bowman regime, you got to give them credit, right? They found the Brandon Saads of the world. They brought in Artemi Panarin. Alex DeBrincat developed under them. Where are the running mates for Patrick Kane right now? I mean, hopefully it is Frank Nazar, somebody like that. But, I mean, they don't have anybody right now. And they I don't know if they have anybody in the pipe coming. So the development plan, the hang in there while we grow the kids thing, I know it's such an easy thing to shovel out to fans because it's all built on patience and it's not built on anything that has to do with result here in the now. So it's an easy thing to say if you're a general manager in any sport. But in my opinion, I think the Blackhawks are just spinning the wheels, wasting their time, and blowing through and burning through years of Connor Bedard's early part of his career. My final one before we get out there, and I'm sure this is already happening, but Sammy Sosa's coming back to the convention this weekend. And look, here's what I will just say. I will never advocate for somebody injecting something into their body that's going to be harmful, that's going to cause some sort of adverse effect, or it's going to decrease their quality of life later on. I'm also never going to advocate for somebody putting something in their body when it is strictly illegal and they get tested for it and they get busted for it. And for those that people believe cheated the game, I mean, Sammy Sosa's punishment is going to be what it is. He's never going to make it to the Hall of Fame. He has over 600 home runs, and they're never going to put him in there. And that's going to be punishment enough. But I will say this, that Sammy Sosa at the convention this weekend, I know there's going to be some people that are going to boo him. I think at some point, though, I think Sammy Sosa needs to be cheered. At the very least, you will never know, and I will never know, when and how much and how little and when it happened and when it didn't happen. All we know is that we watched Sammy Sosa go out there every single day, play as hard as possible, hit balls 4,000 miles into the air, deep down the streets in Wrigley, and we cheered for him. And he was a reason to watch baseball, and he was a big reason why in 98 to 2003, even the 2004, 2005 seasons, the Chicago Cubs became relevant again. They tried to compete again. They actually tried to win that elusive, at the time, elusive World Series. And I'm not telling you how to fan. I'm just saying that if I saw Sammy Sosa at the convention, I would cheer for him. I'm not giving him the thumbs up. I'm not telling him what he did was a good job. And I'm also not giving him my vote for the Hall of Fame. But what he did for the Chicago Cubs and for the entertainment value of the sport that he played, I am going to cheer Sammy Sosa. And I hope that those at the convention would feel the same way that I do. No one wants to drive all the way down there, pay for parking, and then walk into a room and then boo somebody and go home. It seems like a pointless exercise to enjoy your weekend. So I implore you, do what you want, but for me, I'm cheering for Sammy Sosa.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.